This past week, the New Jersey State Senate passed a bill which would give financial assistance to illegal immigrants who are students in the state. This was an idea that former Governor Chris Christie had vetoed while he approved in-state tuition for illegals. Many are reacting to this legislation, which is expected to be signed by current Governor Murphy after passage by the state assembly, by saying it's unfair to those immigrants who follow laws, while others say it's an opportunity that these immigrants deserve. My first guest joins us to discuss all this. She's a policy analyst with the New Jersey Policy Perspective, Erica Nava. How are you today, Erica?
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
And the website for New Jersey Policy Perspective is njpp.org. And, well, it's really two bills in the Senate. It was S-699 and S-700, but primarily S-699 is our point of conversation that was passed, like I said, in the state Senate by a span of 26 to 10, heads over to the Assembly, and was expected also to pass after some opposition by Assembly Republicans. Overall, what does S-699 entitle undocumented immigrants in New Jersey as far as college and the cost of college?
Yes, so S-699 allows those that meet a certain requirement to apply for financial aid. The key word here is apply, not because they're applied. It means that automatically, okay, they're undocumented, they're going to accept it to college, they're going to get financial aid. They have to go through the same process as everyone else. They have to been in a high school for at least New Jersey high school for at least 3 years, and graduated from a New Jersey high school or have a GED. And they also have to show financial need, like all the other students, submit their parents' income tax return to prove their financial need. So again, they're not going to. They're not asking to cut in front of the line. They're asking to stand in the same line as their classmates and go through the same process.
So these aren't individuals, as some might be, as you just pointed out, wrongly assuming, just entered the country, had gone to grade schools in their native countries, and are saying, okay, I'm here now, and I want to go to college, give me the money.
No. They would have to basically be here and go to high school and graduate. You know, the example that you use, like many people come here to work, right? Many of these students came here in their parents' arms, and they've been here since kindergarten. And, you know, they're as American as many of our children, except through paper.
Well, I guess that's where the opposition to this lies, because certainly can't be with the cost. Estimated cost of S-699 is $4.47 million, which, yeah, it's a lot of money, obviously. But that's only 1% of the total amount that's allocated for financial aid for college students just in this fiscal year. Total amount is $425.9 million. So it's not I don't think you can make cost an issue, although some might say there's a school district in some district in New Jersey which could really use that $4.5 million, but be that as it may, it seems like it's a group of individuals who are afforded the same opportunities who did not follow the immigration rules versus those who did follow the immigration rules. Is that a fair concern to raise? And if so, how would you respond?
Yeah, so I think what you're getting is basically the ideology, right? So
right.
You have those that no matter the facts that you tell them, you know, they're going to argue, well, they came here, they're undocumented, they don't reserve any rights, regardless of how great they are, how smart, how much they contribute to our state, they don't deserve any rights, and that's based just on their ideology, right? But I don't agree with it. I mean, I think anyone who wants to make New Jersey better and wants to invest in New Jersey and wants to contribute should be given that opportunity. That you mentioned, the vote was 26-10. It was bipartisan. With the exception of the senator from AC, who's considered a moderate, the other three Republicans are considered, that voted yes, are considered way to the right, and they voted yes. So there's common sense. So to me, that's common sense policy, right? They voted yes to the future of New Jersey, regardless of their party's ideology.
So with Erica Nava, who is a policy analyst with the New Jersey Policy Perspective, njpp.org, is their website here on Issues and Ideas. We're putting the focus on a couple of bills this past week passed by the New Jersey State Senate, S-699, also S-700, which that would make U.S. citizens with unauthorized immigrant parents also eligible for financial aid. That's a whole different topic, related sort of like cousins, but nevertheless, we're putting the focus on 699 here on Issues and Ideas this morning. I mean, it's obviously going to become a law, but for those who were bothered by, again, you know, as you, even though you explain it, as you explain it, people are still going to be saying, well, there's a level of unfairness in this, which would that, could that have been resolved by making citizen, the application for citizenship part of the application for the college assistance? You know, in other words, okay, you want to join into this opportunity, then become a part of the country legally.
So you're saying that,
you know, make it a prerequisite to make an application for citizenship in order to receive the tuition or the assistance.
Yeah, but like you mentioned at the beginning, the first bill that was signed under Christie.
Right.
And basically, you know, in order to qualify for S-699, they have to meet those requirements first, right? And one of those requirements is to submit an affidavit that you're going to apply for U.S. When you get the chance and when you qualify for U.S. citizenship or a path to citizenship, right? Many of these kids, if they... So this affidavit is basically a promise, like, I'm going to do everything possible to look for other forms of to legalize my status, which is very complicated for people who didn't overstay their visa. For those people that overstay their visa and are undocumented, the process is a bit more, I wouldn't say easier, but it's smoother than the ones that... through other means.
Right, as opposed to ones who will be starting from square one.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I was just throwing out there because it seems like that was, I haven't heard the whole debate, obviously, but that seemed to be a point of a what if that seemed to be not part of the equation. I was just really curious about how you would see that as, again, just to level off the concern about fairness and equality for the system. As far as, do we know what the undocumented immigrant student population potential is? How many people are we talking about who could be qualified for this program when it comes to pass?
All right. So when I tried to analyze, you know, that number, I looked at other states that have a similar law, right? And one of the states is Texas. Obviously, Texas has more undocumented immigrants, more undocumented students as well. And it has never surpassed more than 1.5 percent of the total amount awarded to undocumented students. So based on that, you know, and OLS also estimated 600 students. Like I said, okay, there's overall there's 70,000 people who came to the United States before they were 18, who could have continuously lived in the United States for more than 4 years, who have graduated from high school or are currently in secondary school. But like all the other students, like all the other U.S. citizen students, just because you go to college, to high school, doesn't mean you're going to go to college, right? There's a percentage that goes to the workforce or does something else, doesn't go to college. It's the same thing with the undocumented population. Not all of them are going to go to college.
Right.
So I would say between 1 to 1.5% of the total college population in New Jersey will probably be undocumented. And out of those, like, probably the first year would be less the amount of people who receive aid, because right now we're in going into April. Many of the other students already started that process of applying to FAFSA and applying to TAG. And if it becomes law, it's going to be a shorter time for them to apply. So the first year is probably going to be lower. After that, I think it's going to be probably lower than what it is in Texas, so around 1% as OLS calculated.
And as we said earlier, with the math of the matter, too, financially, you're looking at 1% of the tuition assistance overall program, around $4.5 million. Just one of those just one of those difficult debates of offering opportunity and seeking fairness. And this is one of those cases where it's just a collision, and legislation has sought to resolve that collision. You can learn more about this issue over at the website for New Jersey Policy Perspective, njpp.org. She is a policy analyst, Erica Nava. Erica, thanks for your insight into this issue and for being here today.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.